Well, this is kind of a mixed day for you.
Yeah, it is, you know, and but I'm also happy. It's, you know, it's a personal and a professional decision. You know, my family, Kim and the girls have given up so much for my career in policing, and the time has come. You know, I'll have 34 plus years in when it's all said and done, and it's time to get back to them. And, you know, I'm a grandfather now, 7 months in, and with a grandson, Beckett. But professionally, we have such a talented leadership team and organization, and it's time to give them an opportunity and, you know, give them the reins to take this organization even further than what has happened in the past 5 years during my time as chief. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to surround myself or have been surrounded by very smart and dedicated community-minded people, both in the leadership position and both on the front line. And it's definitely made my job so easy, given the effort that they put forward every day. So as much as it is a day, you know, a week, and, you know, thinking about all this, and I can tell you, Ian, I thought about this back in the summer, and I started this plan with the Police Services Board in the summer, tossing around my thoughts on retirement and moving the organization forward. And I talked to the board chair, and then in September I presented my plan to the board. And I wanted to give them, once I finally made up my mind to retire, I wanted to give them ample opportunity to ensure that they can look at the future of the organization. And they had time to put a process in place, and they've done a thorough job. And I think once you see the announcement with who's going to take the organization forward, you will be quite pleased. And I'm sure the community will as well. And, you know, this place is going to be in great hands, and that community transparency and our presence on social media and staying in contact with our community partners and building those relationships and our passion for enhancing the safety and well-being of our community, it's not going to be lost when I walk out the door, because the other members of this organization, they feel the same way, they act the same way, they are just as passionate about this community as I am, and our police service and our men and women who do a fantastic job. So it's going to be a smooth transition, and I'm very confident.
Yep. Now, when's your last day?
February 24th,
okay.
2023. So yep. That's right around my anniversary date when I started in policing on February 26th, 1989.
Yep.
And quickly, time goes. It only seems like yesterday I was being hired by Chief Wayne Howard at the time. And I have to thank him and obviously Chief Lynch, who brought me into the administration in 2013, and then, you know, retired Chief Pinnell, who recommended that I have the privilege of being Chief of Police for the St. Thomas Police Service. So all three of those chiefs and many others have definitely played a role in my career, and I did reach out to all of them yesterday to thank them for that.
Yeah. Well, and that's quite a line of, including yourself, that's quite a line of police chiefs. That's quite an honorable list to be part of.
Oh, absolutely, you know, and big shoes. I have big shoes to fill, for sure, not only with Chief Pinnell, but, you know, the previous chiefs as well, because the foundation of the police service has been built on, you know, those that came before us.
Yeah.
And the excellent reputation that we have and the work that we do in the community, for sure, I have big shoes to fill to make sure that we stay that course.
Yeah. Now, they always say the sports sort of analogy or sports feeling is, you know, go out on a winning note. I would think with the way things have happened and things, you know, the cameras downtown and things being put in place, the new police office, that you're going out on a high.
Absolutely, for sure. And again, lucky to have been surrounded by a great team. And you know what? I can't forget either the amazing support that we've had from the Police Services Board and City Council as well. And you talk about some of these programs. They have supported all these programs that we have implemented, including, you know, the downtown CCTV, our mobile outreach and support team. And I have to throw in Jeff Urich, who was instrumental in getting us the financing to fund that team and our mental health clinicians with CMHA and then the recent community resource team in the downtown, our body-worn cameras. And most recently, we just announced a community inclusion council. The face of our community is changing. The face of our police service is changing, and we need to change with it. We need to have diversity. We need to understand diversity and educate ourselves about diversity. And so there has been, I'm sure those are just a few of the initiatives that we've implemented over the past 5 or 6 years during my time. And again, that takes a team to do that, and that team includes Police Service Board Council, our community partners, and members of the community who support us. And we get, every now and then. I mean, it's great when I see these emails come in or phone calls or messages to me with regards to the work that we're doing as a police service and the fantastic work that our members are doing on the front line. And a lot of those are external initiatives that we've created. But one that's really near and dear to me is the wellness of our members. There's a lot of demand on policing, as you know. Now we've taken on a lot of responsibilities in the community outside of the core functions of policing that we used to do several years ago, and that puts a lot of stress and anxiety on our members. And we have definitely implemented a number of wellness programs for our staff, and that's one of the most important things internally. We've done a number of things externally, which is very important as well for the community who we serve, because we truly are public servants to the residents of St. Thomas, but we've also, I feel, done a tremendous job ensuring that the well-being and safety of our members has been looked after as well, so that they can deliver and meet the demands of the community.
Now, the last two things you mentioned, the wellness component and the initiatives that are being put in place, just shows you over your 34-year career how much policing has changed.
It's funny, it definitely has changed, and I've been kind of reflecting on that. Since 1989, policing has changed, our community has changed, and there have been a number of issues that we have to address, and change, and some change is good, and some change brings about some problems. And I mean, changing the community and growing the community itself brings about some increased issues. But you know what, Ian, it's been a fantastic ride. I come to work, I still love the job. My heart will always be with the members of the organization and the community. I'm passionate about what's happening in our community. As you know, you and I have spoken many times about community issues, and I will always continue to advocate for our members, the organization, and I will never forget our community as well. I've been in this community since the fall of 88 when I got hired here, raised my two girls and my family. We've always lived in St. Thomas, made a lot of good friends just through, not only through policing, but, through, sports, hockey, and ball, and meeting friends of our children as they grew up in this community. And we've always been supportive in this community, and it's treated us very well, and I hope that I've held up my end and given back as best as I could. Most important, as a leader, you have to be humble. For me, I've always said this. I'm chief by title, but I will always remain Chris Herridge by person. No, you got to have some humility for sure, and be grounded and be down to earth. This is a small town. It's a small town. We're growing, but it's still a lot of people. We know a lot of people in this community. We're not in London. We're not in Toronto. I'm going to leave here with sadness. I'm going to miss the people internally and externally. I'm also very proud of our people and our organization, that's for sure. For me, it's still full throttle right to the end. I got a couple things that I want to get finalized, and that's our Community Inclusion Council for sure, and there's a couple other initiatives internally that I'm taking a look at that I want to finalize. So, yeah, it's not going to be it's just my work ethic. It's not a coast for sure all the way. Mark will be the acting chief come January 1st, and I will relinquish all decision-making to him, sure, and I'll ease my way out and lead quietly. And I said to Kim last night, Ian, I feel like, it's time. You know, people always say, you will realize it, and you know, I'm like, okay, I still love this job, but I, as much as I love it, I'm, you know, it's time.
Yeah, and you got to hand the ball over to the next guy, and yeah. and your duty is to make sure everything's tidied up and ready for him to go.
Well, you know what? That's so true. I mean, it is our job as leaders. And I remember someone saying to me, chief saying to me back in 2017 when I was told I was going to be chief, you know, in the same conversation, now it's time for you to start planning your exit. And I'm thinking, wow, that's weird. I just got promoted
chief.
Yeah. Now I'm being told, start planning my exit. And that is so true. You do have to plan, and it's like a game of chess. So you got to kind of look
ten years
down the road, right?
Yeah.
And make sure you have the right people in place to take over when you leave.
Yeah, because that's part of leadership.
It's sure. Well, absolutely. To make sure that the people have the knowledge, skills, and make sure we have the staffing and resources to meet those who we serve. And you're right. That's every day.
That's part of your job.
Yeah.